Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. At the moment, we're looking at pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Exodus in the Old Testament. We have been working our way through looking at some ways in which Moses is a picture of the Lord Jesus and a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've come to Exodus chapter 17, and we come to an incident where a nation called Amalek were fighting with Israel in a place called Rephidim. Now, Amalek is a study on its own. Amalek is a picture of the flesh, an insidious and very subtle attack on God's people. And you and I will find in our life as Christians that we are often attacked in a most subtle way. It is our own flesh, it is our own weakness, it is our own depravity that gets the better of us and trips us up when we least expect it. But the picture that we have here is a very interesting one. Let me read it to you in Exodus chapter 17. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim, and Moses said unto Joshua, "Choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand." So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side, and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, for he said, "Behold, the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." Now, Moses is a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus. Now, it's an unusual one in one sense, because Aaron is going to become the first high priest. And Aaron is the one who will represent God's people and go into God's presence on their behalf, just like the Lord Jesus does for us. We'll need to think about that on another occasion. But Moses here is a picture of the Lord Jesus interceding. You know, the Bible tells us the Lord Jesus intercedes on our behalf in heaven. Both 1 John and Hebrews would speak about the Lord Jesus acting on our behalf, going into God's presence. There's a battle that is taking place in these verses. The battle is with an enemy of the people of God that is trying to take them down, that is trying to destroy them, that is trying to remove their faithfulness to God and undermine their obedience to God. And Moses is like the Lord Jesus. He is in the presence of God, praying, interceding, requesting God's help. Now, he's not like the Lord Jesus in one sense, because he gets very, very tired and he can't hold his hands up. And so we find that Aaron and Joshua's down on the battlefield, but Aaron and Hur, they help Moses. They lift his hands up and they raise his hands so that he continues to pray. Now, that is a difference between Moses and the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus never tires. You know, the Bible tells us that he's without beginning of days nor end of life. He never wearies. He will never leave thee nor forsake you. He is constantly there acting on our behalf. But Moses is a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus in this passage, as the Lord Jesus on our behalf is praying for us. Isn't that a wonderful thing? You know, when the Lord Jesus spoke to Peter to warn Peter that he was going to deny the Lord Jesus, he said, "I have prayed for thee." He indicates and reminds him that he's prayed for him. And the Lord Jesus, he prays for us. Well, we know that from John chapter 17. The Lord Jesus is praying on our behalf. "I pray not for just the disciples, but them that shall believe through them." And so the Lord Jesus is praying for us as well. And we can be victorious in life as Christians because we have a great high priest. We have one who represents us in the presence of God, praying on our behalf and working for us in the presence of his Father for our blessing, for our benefit. What was the result? The result was that Joshua, down in the battlefield, discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword, and there was a victory that took place. And you know, when we realize that the Lord is praying on our behalf in the presence of his Father so that we might know strength and be successful in our lives as Christians, that is a wonderful thing to take on board. Amalek was defeated that day because Moses, like the Lord Jesus, was interceding on behalf of his people. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.